Now, there's a plan by a man called Dan to climb Carntool 15 times in a row this August bank holiday. And Dan, that particular man, is on the line now. Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you keeping, Ray? How are you doing?
That's a fair good plan you have there, Dan.
A bit mad, you could say.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. We established already today, we like a bit of madness. We were talking to Liz. So I forgot to ask her, was Carntool featured in her knitted 3D map of Ireland? So you've been up Carntool already with a door strapped to your back.
As mad as that sounds, I was, Ray. I wasn't planned to go up in the Christmas conditions we got. My friend Stephen, if he's there listening, he was absolutely cursing me on the way down. I brought the door up there. It was just after, I think it was around February. Yeah. January. And the idea behind it basically was I was carrying the weight of mental health on my back. And anybody that kindly donated, I wrote their name on the door.
Right.
For any loved ones or anything like that who are suffering from mental health. And I managed to get up and down safe and sound, thank God. But it was a bit mad, all right.
Yeah, very symbolic there. Yeah, so that's why you chose the door.
I couldn't really think of anything else, to be honest with you. I know there was a man that carried, so you were telling me, he carried a wash machine across the country.
Yeah, a wash machine, yes, yeah. And then there was your man who toured around the country with a fridge in the late Jerry Ryan's time, and he used to ring into the Jerry Ryan show and tell them where he was with the fridge. I'll remember his name shortly. It'll come to me. Anyway, back to you, Dan Cooney. So you are into mountains. What's your day job?
You could say, yeah. Anybody that knows me now, I'm in the middle of trying to climb every mountain in Ireland.
Yeah.
Last year, I completed a thing known as the Vandras Lineham List, which is every mountain in Ireland that's over 600 metres. There is 275 of them, and I managed to do it in 47 days. But regardless of that, it was kind of just to bring awareness to dog rescues. So the plan of action was to basically donate or dedicate a different mountain to a different dog in a different rescue, and try to help raise funds and as well as long as I was doing it.
Right. So it's rescue dogs. This is why you're going up and down Carntool. Well, you plan to go up and down Carntool 15 times. Which particular charity is it, or is it one particular one?
So it's basically for all the shelters. I'm trying to basically raise as much money as I can for every shelter. It would be fantastic to give everyone a large amount of money, but it's basically to help every rescue. So whatever the total funding I get would be split between multiple rescues around Ireland.
Right. How high is Carntool?
It is, God, you put me on the spot here. I should know this. I'm going to say it's 1,038 metres.
That was top of the head stuff. And why 15
now,
sounds...
Someone's added a stone or two on top of the cross. It might be a bit higher. But last time I was up there, I think it was somewhere around that.
15 sounds like random enough. Why did you pick 15?
So 15 is basically, for anyone that knows Carntool or has been up Carntool, there is a route known as Devil's Leather. And then back down the zigzag. That would be kind of the most common route.
Yeah.
And when you start the Devil's Ladder, you're already kind of up a certain amount of elevation. So the plan is to continue the same loop up the Devil's Ladder, tip the cross, back down the zigzag. And once I hit the 15 number mark, I should be over the same elevation as Mount Everest, which is the highest mountain in the world,
That's the relevance. Yes, it is. Right. So what are you doing to prepare for this, Dan?
It's a bit mad. I do go out climbing. I was climbing up there in the Sperrin Mountains in Tyrone there at the weekend. I was walking for 15 hours. So it's just, to be honest, I'd say the hardest part of this is the mental side of things, of having to repeatedly go back up the same direction you're going.
Yeah.
That's something I've not really done. I've kind of walked, especially during the challenge last year. I'm used to kind of walking long distances, and I'm used to the mountain, like as Carntool, I've been up there before. So it's just the whole mental aspect of having to go back on yourself. Because the best part, I say, of a hike is when you know you're on the way down and you have an old sandwich in the car and, like, thank God that's over. But I have to say that to myself every time that I go back. I'm like, keep on going. The car and the sandwich will be there waiting for you. So in terms of like physical preparation, it's just, I just need to keep climbing mountains and get the legs used to the ground and pound, I suppose. But look, I
How long did it, have you timed yourself going up and down once?
Not
without
this,
a door on your back. Yeah.
I'm going to say, probably if anyone's listening, I'm going to say about 3 hours per leg, I'd say. Again, everything comes into, you know yourself with the weather. I was listening to Four Seasons. Yeah. That's happened today. If that happens on the day, like, that's obviously going to affect the time as well. So I'm going to say between 3 and 4 hours per leg. So we're talking in total, maybe the guts of 45 to 50 hours in total.
And are you planning to have breaks?
A few walking breaks, yeah. But the whole idea, because it's something, again, it's something I just want to push myself towards. I know it's an awful long time to go without sleep or an hour break, but it's just something I kind of want to push. And I think it's more, I think it kind of catches people's eyes more if it's something that's absolutely mad. And when it catches people's eyes, it means I get more donations for the dogs, which is the main goal. I don't really mind about how many times I have to climb Carn Tool 100 times I have to, but the main thing is try to get as much kind of awareness on this to get as much money as I can for the rescue dogs.
And what is it about the rescue dogs that draws you towards them?
So it's just, I have, from the trans we've done last year, I've made some great connections within the rescues, and I have friends that work and volunteer in the rescues as well. And you know yourself, when you go on social media or on Facebook or and you see these poor old dogs looking for home, or people have just dumped the dogs and the dogs are sitting there like, what did I actually do? So it's kind of like, I want to bring my passion of the mountains into something that I'm passionate about and connect the two of them together and just try my best to help. Like, I'm basically I'm the middleman in all of this. Like, the people that work in the rescues and the people that rescue dogs are the real superheroes behind all of this. I'm just the middleman trying to help push that more. So,
right. Will you have a support team, Dan?
I'm putting the Avengers together as we speak. There's a little WhatsApp group there going. I was going to open it up to everyone, like if someone's not ever climbed Carn Tool before, or if someone's like wanting to take part in the challenge, that is a possibility. But I just need to think myself if I want to take that on. But I do have a support team. We're going to put a little small tent on the bottom of the Devil's Ladder and have snacks and stuff and med packs and everything to try and keep me going. Hopefully no crutches or anything like that. But yeah.
And what if you don't make it?
What if I don't make it? It would be tough because I'm very stubborn with myself. I don't like giving up. I like to keep going. But that is a very good question. hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Right.
But,
okay. Well, here's another question for you. What drives you on? And I know it's the dogs, but is there something else? Because the time you went up with the door on your back, that was for mental health to raise awareness about mental health. So what drives you?
I don't really know, to be honest. It's like, Joe, I'd be asked a lot, like, why do you do this? Like, and the thing is, I don't have a concrete, to be honest, I like putting my mind to something and just push myself kind of past the limits, and especially when it's for a better cause. Like, I'm kind of using myself as kind of a, just as I said, the middleman, and people are like, geez, he's an absolute madman. I'll throw him a few pounds. It's the few pounds that make a difference. Like, it's not about me. It's more like, I'm kind of like the marketing tool, as you could say, and it's kind of highlighting me and then make the donations around. So, but I've always kind of liked to, you know, I test myself with the endurance and stuff like that. So, there's no like mad reason behind it. It's just, it's something that I'm passionate about and something I'm passionate towards and just putting them together.
Fair enough. Discovery Dan, if people search Discovery Dan with two N's.
Two N's, that's the main key point, N's there.
Yeah, Dan. Well, Dan, you have a plan. Good man. thanks for talking to us today.
I don't have a van though, if anyone has a van. Dan, the man with the van.
Are you really in search of a van, Dan?
No, I'm not. I'll take one if there's one going.
Good luck. See ya.